Senior politicians and clergymen in Sri Lanka say they're deeply concerned for the safety of asylum seekers returned to Sri Lanka by the Australian government. They say the nation may not be at war, but it is still extremely dangerous for many Tamils. They may face imprisonment, torture and the destruction of their livelihoods. Jesuit priest Father Yogeswaran has written to the Australian High Commissioner in Sri Lanka, saying that the Prime Minister Tony Abbott is wrong to suggest that Sri Lanka is now a peaceful country. And as Joe Jarvis reports, the Chief Minister of the Northern Province says the situation for many in Sri Lanka is so intolerable that they're forced to seek a life elsewhere.
The idea that Sri Lanka is peaceful since the civil war's end in 2009 is crucial to the bid for those seeking asylum in Australia. Tamil leaders in Sri Lanka say it is still extremely unsafe for many. Father Veerasan Yogeswaran, in a letter to the Australian High Commissioner in Sri Lanka and seen by PM, says Prime Minister Tony Abbott's assessment of the situation is wrong.
Your Excellency is well aware that though the war has concluded, the conflicts are not over for the minorities in this country, as the recent events have unfolded. In this context, we regret to note that your Prime Minister has stated that there is peace in Sri Lanka. It looks like that he has been ill-informed about the situation in Sri Lanka and what the minority communities are facing.
In 2012, Australia's own delegation at the UN called on Sri Lanka to take action to reduce and eliminate abductions and disappearances and abuse, torture or mistreatment by police and security forces. Tamil National Alliance leader and Chief Minister of the Northern Province, Mr. C.V. Vigneswaran, has backed up Father Yogeswaran's fears in a written response to questions from this program. He questions Tony Abbott's statement about Sri Lankan peace.
Absence of war is not peace. With 150,000 soldiers around in the north and east, certainly it must appear to be peaceful. With the press being fully controlled by the government in power, certainly it must appear to be peaceful. Is it peaceful? Again, you must decide. How can I contradict the Prime Minister of a country that I have so much regard for?
And the Chief Minister says Tamils are forced to leave Sri Lanka because they face both severe discrimination and violence.
It is because life is intolerable in Sri Lanka. The very same army which fought the war and are now subject to international war crimes investigations are still in large numbers positioned in the north and east. They have taken over every aspect of civilian life. They have taken over fertile lands of the people and are cultivating. They have brought in people in large numbers from the south to help them in fishing, depriving the locals of their livelihoods. And most significantly, our women folk have become the most vulnerable sections of our community.
The Australian government has refused to name the 153 asylum seekers who are currently being held at sea. Father Yogeswaran, who represents the Tamil Civil Society of Trincomalee, says it's only fair to their families and for the due process of law that their names be released. And Father Yogeswaran warns if they are to be returned anywhere, it should not be to Sri Lanka.
We are made aware that these persons had already sought refuge to India initially, and from India they have ventured into seeking asylum to your country. In fairness, if at all, they should have been sent back to India from where they commenced travel.
In Melbourne, the spokesman for the Australasian Federation of Tamil Associations, Siva Sivakumar, says the country is still very unsafe, and he says visits by Australian politicians to Sri Lanka will not necessarily bear this out unless they speak to the right people.
It is very clear that it is not safe.
The Australian Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, is visiting Sri Lanka this week. Would he be able to ascertain from a visit like that whether the country is peaceful or not?
Unless you go into those areas where the Tamils live and speak to those people directly, it's very difficult to ascertain whether everything is fine or not. I mean, of course, they have built roads, they have built tourist hotels, you know, where the previous conflict happened. The hotels are all run by the army personnel. The roads are being built for the purpose of the army trucks. Development of the north and east has not happened as the government claims. So people are still living in a real dire situation, in fear of their lives.
Shiva Sivakumar of the Australasian Federation of Tamil Associations, speaking to Joe Jarvis.